is b'shasa chasuna. Rashi ain't bo mishum atoras kalus de gozu aleihim. The Rabbanim made a certain gzeris shleiteitze bem mechurban vielich. After the churban abayis, the Rabbanim made a gzeris when a kala gets married, she shouldn't wear a special type of an atoro, a beautiful crown like vielich mishum tzar b'masech tesoita. So this type of a savcha, this type of a samutut, the istumut that they put on top of the hair, is not called a teres. Kala is not such a chosher of a thing. A kala is allowed to wear it. So atkan we're going now, what does the Mishnah mean by kovul? A kovul means this cloth under the hair. And avada navada, a kovul diabra is also wasser. That an eved can't wear his emblem on his beggar on Shabbos. Shmuel amano. Kavul the Abda Tanan. Our Mishnah which says Kovul is also only means the emblem of an Eved, he can't go out with it. Srashi Shmuel Oma Kovul the Masbisin Kavul the Abdo. O Pligi there are Bavua. He thinks the Chanir Bavua. As if it's underneath the Shavcha, the covering for a hair, that's Mutter. We're not afraid to take it off with Shasar Bavin. But Osir is only the emblem that an Eved wears. Kati Gmor Miyo, Ma Shmuel Hoch, the Shmuel say like this. Vyoma Shmuel, Yoitse Yo Eved. The chosim shevet savoroi, an eved allowed to go out with the chosim around his neck on Shabbos. So you see, a chosim is not called like a sword. There's no shaila. He'll come to carry it. So Rashi chosim shevet savoroi, who kabla diavda v'yenoisa noisa mishaltit v'hayoisa noisa mishaltit. Used to make it out of mud, and they'll let's mutter to go out with it on Shabbos. So it's a steer on Shmuel. Avoloi v'chosim shevet ksusay, but he can't go out with a chosim an emblem that's tied onto his ksus, onto his beggar. As if it's a charm around the neck, it's mutter. On his beggar, there it's also. But Achura Shmuel says, now Mishnah, any type of an emblem is also. So the Maranayim, Lakasha. Ho, the Ovid le Rabbe, ho, the Ovid il nafshe. Depends who made this emblem. If the Odin himself made the emblem for the Eved, then the Eved's very afraid. So lo yitzur, it falls off on Shabbos, the Eved will come and carry it. Therefore, anything is also. Ho, the Ad il nafshe, if the Eved made it for himself, so it falls off, it's not so good fellow, he won't come to carry it on Shabbos, so we don't make the gzera, he can't wear it. Drashi, the Ovid le Ravi, if the Odin made this emblem for the Eved, is le Emto, he's very afraid of the Odin. He won't come to take it off his neck, forget, he won't come to take it off his neck. Therefore, if the Odin made it, he's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos, if it's around the neck. Because there's no gzera, will come to take it off. At all times, he's afraid, he has to wear it, he's afraid maybe the Odin will see it. Mashenkin, if he himself made it, then it doesn't bother him. Sometimes he'll take it off. So he'll take it off to show somebody, and we're afraid he'll walk the Rams with Shusrab. So the more of a Maya Kimto Lord Shmuel, how we zetzing on Shmuel's din, the Ovid Le Rabbi. Then Shmuel says that it's mutter for him to walk out if the Odin made the emblem. Then we're not afraid the Odin will take it off, he can walk out with it on Shabbos. So the more of a Zoy, Bechaisim Shevich Susay Amai Loi. So Shmuel said, what's mutter to go out? Only a charm around his neck. Mashenkin, if the emblem is stuck onto his beged, then it's also to go off. Is the kasha my light? Why not? Luchuri, he's afraid to take it off because of his odin. So what should be the issa? Why can't he walk out with it on Shabbos? And the Gemara, Dilma missed it. Maybe he'll fall off the beged. Or mirsas, and he'll be very afraid of his odin. Or mikfule, he'll come to fold over his beged. Or mochas leachasve, he'll fold over the beged on his shoulders. And it'll be over on this side, so wearing the deck is folded up. Could the Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Dom Rabbi Yechanan, Ha Yotze Vitalis Mukafelis, if you have Stama Talis, a folded up Talis, or Monachas Leak Seifov, and your Stam folds, throw it over your shoulder, you're not wearing it normally, like we wear a Talis, the Stam a folded up Talis, you throw it over your shoulder, you should know the Shabbos Chayev Chattis, Yechayev Chattis, here also. As we're afraid that if the emblem is on the beged and a fall off the beged on Shabbos, the Eved will be so afraid that he'll come to take off his jacket and wear his jacket folded over. So that's why he shouldn't walk out with a jacket that has an emblem on it, because we're afraid he'll fall off and he'll come to carry it. None of the Rabbanan Reglusiv go out with the sound of the Chasimi. Because right, it's a certain chosin means emblem they had on them to show the death on the Vei Resh Galusa. So since they're all afraid of the Resh Galusa, it's us to walk out with it on Shabbos. Because we're afraid maybe the emblem will fall off their beggar, and then on Shabbos they'll come to fold their beggar and walk out with it. Levar minoch, except from you, to lekafti alos the Vei Resh Galusa. Resh Galusa is not worried about you, you don't have any aim before him. But all the other people that are afraid of Resh Galusa, and they're supposed to wear a chosin on their beggar, they can't walk out with that beggar on Shabbos. Rashi, what's the gzera? Mifsik. Ha-choysim, maybe the choysim will fall off the beggar. V'nishpa, it'll break. O-mirsis mirabo, you'll be afraid of your Odin will see you walking without the emblem, he'll afraid maybe you'll be murdering me. The Odin will think he took it off to show he's a free person. Mela, the Evid is very afraid, so what does he do? He takes off his coat and he folds it on his shoulder. Or else, takes off his jacket. He takes a talis and throws it over his jacket to cover up the place where the emblem should be. And male, the talis is wearing, folded over on his shoulder, that looks like a masa. That's what the Yisr is. That's why Shmuel asked us to wear it on the begin. Mashaykin around the neck, there's no gzera. On the neck, one shechiva falls off, there's nothing you can do about it. Elamai didn't fall off, we're not afraid you come to take it off, because you're afraid that the Odin will see you without it. So if the Odin put it on you, if it's on the neck, it's mutter to walk out with it on Shabbos. But on the begin, we have the gzera, maybe you fall off, and then you come to fold the talus over your begin. That's why it's awesome. Yes. So again, the topic, and we're going to see already, again, Shmuel Loma Kavlo the Yavda. As the Mishnah says, you can't walk out, V'loi B'Kful. So Shalom, what does a Kful mean? So Shmuel says, Kavlo the Yavda, that's the type of a Chosem that an Eved wears on his Begid. It's a symbol, an emblem that he's an Eved. So he can't walk out on Shabbos with such a Begid that has a Kavlo, has an emblem on it. So Shmuel Loma Kavlo the Yavda Tinan. For the Mor Miyo, my Shmuel Hoch, the Shmuel said like this, Shmuel said, Yoitzu Eved, V'choysim Shebetzavoroi. An Eved is allowed to walk out on Shabbos with the choysim, with this emblem, like a charm around his neck. He's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Avoloi V'choysim Shebetzusai. But he can't walk out with the choysim around on his begit. But I call upon him around his neck, it's muta. And Shmuel is learning an Al Mishnah that says, Loi V'kful means a kavdu di avdo, means an emblem from an Eved. So the Chorot Smashmu, all type is Osir. And here Shmuel itself says, if he wears the emblem around his neck, it's Mutter. And the Issa to wear these things we'll soon see, we're afraid they'll take it off, and walk with it on Mishusrabim on Shabbos. The Chorot Sathir and Shmuel, is an Eved allowed to walk out with an emblem or not? And here he says, with Tzavor around the neck, you're allowed to. So Drashi, Shmuel, Amak, Fuldamastis, and Kavla Diavdo, Opligi Arabavua. He does know the Mishnah even asked as an Eved to wear an emblem. And Avad and Isha can't wear this like a kerchief under the kerchief. Another. Chosim Shebetzavorozet Rashi, who kavlo di avdo. Voyoysenoysen misheltit. Used to be out of mud, out of cement, and used to put it like a charm around the neck. So it's a stira. First Shmuel says, Pshatna Mishnah, that's also for an Eved to walk out. And here Shmuel says, it's muta. And tomorrow, like Kasha. It depends who makes this emblem for the Eved. If the Odin makes it for him, then he's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos, because we're not afraid he'll take it off. He made the emblem himself, so that is not so choshev. So Drashi David le Rabbi Isle Emto, he's always afraid of his Odin. He won't take it off his neck when he's walking with Shusarabim, Lalicha Biyodai. Therefore, the Eved is allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos, because really it's a tachshit. It's something he needs. So the gzera should be, maybe he'll take it off with his rabbin, but if his Odin made it, he's afraid of his Odin, he'll always wear it, he won't take it off. Mashenkein, that's pshat in this bright, so that Shmuel says you're allowed to wear it with tzavoroi. Aye, the Mishnah says it's osur, you're not allowed to wear any type of an emblem. That's talking where the Eved made it himself. If the Eved made the emblem himself around his neck, it's not so choshev. There we're afraid, maybe you'll take it off. And walk with it, Rosh Hashanah. As is the same gzeira that we have a lot of tachshitim in the Mishnah, Anisha can't wear tachshitim on Shabbos. Because we're afraid in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, she'll take it off and show it to her friends and walk with it. Since it's Shmuel's halacha, that the Mishnah is even answering an Eved can't walk out with Zemla. So the Marba Maya Kimta, how do we zet sign? Maya Kimta Lod Shmuel, how do we zet sign Shmuel Halacha? The Yavad Le Rabbi. Now that Shmuel says you're allowed to walk out, Bitzavaroi is where the Odin made it for him. So there we're not afraid the Eved will take it off to show people and walk with his Rabbin. Or Bezoi, the Chosim Shabbatsusi Amai Loi, how come he can't even wear a Chosim on his Begit? If the Odin made it, should also be no Gzera. He's not going to take it off on Shabbos. And the Gemara Dilma Mivsit, we're afraid, no, if he has the emblem on his Begid, maybe he'll fall off the Begid. Or Mirsas,
he'll be afraid of his master. That what, like Rashi says, the master will think the Eved took it off to show that he's free, a free person. So Lo Yitzui, it falls off by accident on Shabbos. What is the Eved going to do? Or Mikvul Lehei, he'll fold over his talus on top of the place where the emblem was, so the Odin can't see it. Or Mokas Lehei, Al-Ksafei, and he'll carry it on his Ksafim, on his shoulders. And that's an Issa Deraisa. Could Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, the Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Hayotzei Batalos Mukafelet, if somebody goes out with a talus that's folded up, or Menachas Lehei Al-Ksafei, and he stam throws it over his shoulder. He doesn't wear the talus the way we wear at Derech Malbush. He stam has a folded up talus. Stam throws it on his shoulders. Is the Shabbos Chayiv Chatis? If he walks out like this on Shabbos, it's Chayiv Chatis. It's not called a Malbush. It's not a Derech Malbush. It's called a Masui. So the same thing here also. We're afraid that the Eved may lose his emblem from his Beged on Shabbos. So if it falls off, he's going to be afraid to walk the way it is. So either he'll take another talus and throw it over his shoulder to cover up this place, or else he'll take his jacket off Gufa and fold over the jacket and wear it folded up, which will be an Issa D'oraisa. V'chiho di amale Shmuel Rab Chinono, Rab Shila, kulu rabbonin devei Resh Kalusa. All the rabbonin that are under the reign of Resh Kalusa, lelefko besar b'lei chasime. They should not go out with their talus or their beged that has a chasimer on it. In other words, the Resh Kalusa used to give out to all his, like, avodim, an emblem that you're my avodim. So on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to walk out with such a beged. Why? Because we're afraid, like we had before, that maybe the emblem, the chesima, will fall off on Shabbos, and you'll be afraid to walk with such a beged without the emblem, so you're going to fold up a talis to cover that mokum. Therefore, they're not allowed to wear such a beged on Shabbos. Levar minoch, achutz from you, to lekop and lech of a Resh Kalusa. As a b'chanina b'ashela, you're not afraid of Resh Kalusa. Resh Kalusa, like, you're not afraid of him. So for you, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. But like an Evit or somebody you're afraid of somebody else, you can't walk out with this emblem. So Drashi, Mister Drashi, Achosim v'nishpa. We're afraid the Achosim, the emblem, the seal, will fall off the Evit's begging. V'nishpa on the break. Or Mir Sef Merabi is going to be afraid of his Odin. Shulayoyma, the Odin shouldn't say, shul not loy. You know why it's not on your begging? The Evit took it off. Laharis Peshuk, Shul Ben Chern, he wants to show people he's a free person. Therefore he's afraid. O Makfulay, ha talis al Kseifab. He's going to fold over the talis on his shoulders. Kadeshla Yiro Makam Achoysim. Vloyevino Shinofim. Vedomi ha talis al Kseifab Kamasli. Now the folded talis that's on his shoulders, that's like a Masli. Chayiv, Chatas at Rashi. Why? The Einar Tachshit. It's not called a Tachshit. That's Rashi's Loshim Kesedim. That a Malbush, the Hetta Tvira Malbush is called a Tachshit. A tachshit means something you need for your body to make your body look nice, to get like it's bottled to your goof. So therefore you're allowed to wear clothing on Shabbos because it's a tachshit for your goof. Mashenkin here, if you have this folded up talis, it's not a tachshit. Elibis man shaloshah derech malbush. What's called a tachshit like a malbush? When you wear clothing, the derech to wear the clothing. The derech to wear a talis is to wrap it around you, but not to fold it up and put it on your shoulders. So if you wear a clothing, not the derech malbush, it doesn't have the heter of a tachshid. It's not considered bottle to the goof, but it's considered you're carrying something on Shabbos. Same thing it said, Kulu rabbonin lelevku besam lichasimi, hoyoysin choysomois letalisois. He's on the talus, used to put a choysim, a certain emblem. Shalehem, kein avodim, just like an eved does to his master, laharoi shen kfufum resh glusum, to show everybody that kofif, they are bowing down like they're under the reign of resh glusum. Lelefku, that on Shabbos they can't walk out with this talus that has the emblem on it. The Mitzvahs were afraid Lo Yitzui will fall off on Shabbos. Mirsasiyah Makatan Lahu. You're going to be afraid of the Resh Kalusa. The Resh Kalusa is going to think you're taking it off because you're not on the Marain anymore. And you'll come to wear another talus on top of it, which will be an Issa D'oraisa. Le Kofar Loch Im Telech Bleichos. By the Gufa. Ma Gufa. Omar Shmuel. Yoitzaya Eved Bechosim Shebet Savoroi. Shmuel holds an Eved is allowed to walk out with the emblem on his neck. He has like a charm around his neck. That's mutter. And we said fine before, where's it mutter? Where the Odin made it. Since the Odin made this emblem for the Eved, we're not afraid the Eved will take it off for Shusar Rabin, because he's always afraid of his Odin. So he'll say to wear it. But if he have this emblem stuck onto his beged, there it's awesome. The Martanya Namioch, he learned the price like this also. Yoitzei Eved b'chaisim shebet savaroi. An Eved let him walk out with this emblem, this charm around his neck, providing the Odin made it. So he's afraid he will never take it off. Avolei b'chaisim shebet susei. but not on the chosim that's on his ksusay. And the svar is like we have. Because if on the ksusay, on his jacket, if the emblem's going to fall off on Shabbos, he's going to be afraid. So he could do something. What could he do? He'll put another talus and roll it around, wrap it over the place where the chosim should have been, so the Adam can't see it. And that's going to be nisa deraisam. Ma'ashenki Nebiyoni has a charm around his neck. And let's say the charm breaks or falls down. There's nothing he can do now. He can't wrap a cover up his neck. So there's nothing he could do, so he won't do anything. So Drashi, Yoytzi Yevet B'chosim Shem B'Savoroi. U'B'Sheltit. We're talking about it's made out of very cheap cement. It falls off your neck, we're not afraid you're going to pick it up and walk with it. It's not choshev, it's made out of tit, made out of some cement. V'mishum demirsis. Aye, let's be afraid. No, if it falls off on Shabbos, the Eved is going to be afraid of his master. My churva nafkimenei. So what? So he's afraid of his master. Well, what can he do? There's no churva that'll come out. Mishum emptu the rab, because he's afraid of his master, he's not going to do anything wrong. He's not going to stand, pick it up and walk with it. That's not any achocha, the fact you wear it, you're holding it in your hand. The avdus. The only simin, your neved, is if either you have it like a charm around your neck, or else you have it stuck onto your begad. But if it falls off your neck, there's nothing you could do. Stamp to pick it up out the value of the thing itself, it has no value to it. It's made out of tit. Elamai, you're afraid the master will be angry at you. You can't do anything, so you're not going to carry it anyway. Mashenkin, if it falls off your ksusai, off your beggar, there we're afraid. There you could do something. We're afraid that on Shabbos now you'll fold up your talis and throw it over your shoulders to cover up that mukam, and that's an issue deraisa to walk out like that on Shabbos. This is the Pshat and Shmuel. Baita. Uriminu. Have a ksira now, Akasha. State, lo yetzei ha'eved, b'choysim shebet savoroi. An eved is not allowed to go out with the choysim around his neck. See, it's a ksira. It says even this chosim, even this emblem, or a charm around his neck is also wasa. Not like Shmuel. Shmuel said it's muta. Vaita v'loy b'chosim shebet susay. He can't go out with the emblem on his ksus, on his begad. Ze v'ze ein mekablim tumla. Both of them, though, the emblem, whether it's on a charm around his neck, or whether it's on his begad, is not mekablim tumla. It's not called a kli. So Trashi, ze v'ze ein mekablim tumla. Delav l'noy ovid. It's not made to make yourself look nice. It's not like a tachshit. A tachshit we learn out from Kli Midyon. The Torah said that the kelim there by Midyon was mekabel tumah. You have to put it in the mikvah. It's talking about tachshitim. So a tachshitim is something you wear to make yourself look nice. That has a shame kli on it. Mashiach, and here the emblem that an eved wear, it's not the pshat lenoi. Tlav lenoi of it. She etomei mishum tachshit. The alpha god the b'shel matchis. We're talking about this emblem is made out of a metal piece. Mokmin lo lahola kamon. The Gemara later was assigned a metal piece. Miyo lav lanoi dilehu. It's not meant to make yourself look nice. Fakert. Elul ganai. It's a ganai for you. Like, who wants to walk out with this emblem that shows you an eved? It's not a nice thing to do. But an eved has to do it. So kli tashmish namalei hevi. And a monoshach. The other you say to the keli is a kli tashmish. That means something that's mishtamish the yodim. That you have use from it. Your silverware, your plates, your pots. It's something you have tashmisha from. You use it. A chair, a table, something that you have some use from it, that has a shem kli. But here you have no use from it. To mitzvah, there's no use from the emblem. It's something you have to wear. If it look nice, it'll be a tashid. That's also a chiddush. A kli tashid has a shem kli. But here it's neither. It's not a kli tashmish, and it's not a kli noi. Therefore, it's not a kabutum. Now, kopar, we have a stira. Here it says an eved cannot go out with the chosim even around his neck. And before, Shmuel said he's allowed to go out with it. Right, another lock of the Brisa says, Avu yoytzehu bizug shebe ksusay. An eved is allowed to go out with his zug, with the bell, on his ksusay, on his begit. Miss Gibson. Right, before that. V'loy bizug shebe savaroi. He can't go out with the bell around his neck. Avu yoytzehu bizug shebe ksusay. If he has a bell that's attached, sewed onto his begit, he's allowed to walk out with such a bell. Later we'll do more explain what's the chilek. How come around his neck he's not allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos, and on his neck he's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. We'll soon see why. Over zeh v'zeh mekablim tumah. Here both of them are mekabel tumah. So Drashi, zug is l'no yofid. If a person wears a zug, a bell, he's doing it as a tachshit. It's making him look nice. So a tachshit has a shem kli for tumah, therefore they're both mekabel tumah. Drashi v'loy bezug shebet savaroi. Abu Yitzhi Bazuksha Ksusei. Lakam the first time. Soon the Gemara will explain what's the difference. But Monashuk, are we afraid he'll take it off and show it? So both should be Yosef. We're not afraid, both should be Mutter. Or a Makab. What? We'll soon see about rings and that. We'll soon see. Mekablim tuma, trashi shetachshet tu. Why is the mekablim tuma? It's called a tachshet. Yeah. Weiter. V'loy teitzei behemah, but a behemah can't go out, loy b'choysim shiva tzavaroi. Not with an emblem around its neck. As you put a choysim to show it's your behemah, it's also for behemah to walk out with it on Shabbos. V'loy b'choysim shiva ksusay. How more you put a ksus, a deget around the behemah, the Rashi says, ksusay, oysim l'susim, if you have a horse, you make a nice meal, a nice jacket around the horse, he shouldn't get dirty. So if on the begid you want to put a chosim, a seal, an emblem that is like your behemah, it's also for let the behemah walk out with it. It's called a masli, and there's an issa shrisas pemtoim. Just like you're not allowed to do malach on Shabbos, you're not allowed to let your behemah do malach on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to let your behemah go out with a masli. V'loi bezug shebek susay. On a behemoth, you can't let him go out with a bell around his jacket. For loy bezug sheva savoroi, and he can't go out with a bell around his neck. And zev is a mekabel tuma. The gave to behemoth all these things, the zugim and the chosim, is not mekabel tuma. So drashi loy teitzei k'diamrina b'dech firkin to mechzei command the yozel chinga. The reason why a behemoth can't go out with a bell is because it looks like you take him to the market. Why do you put on a bell around the behemoth? You want him to look nice. And you can take them to the marketplace to sell them to get a good price for it. And it's also to sell behemoths on Shabbos. Therefore, the Rabbanan asked you, you're not allowed to let your behemoth go out with a bell, because it looks as if you want to take them to the marketplace. But ain mekablim tumas atrashi, the ain tachshet lebehemoth. As even though the purpose of this bell is to make the behemoth look nice, and therefore you get a better price for him, so the churot should buy the tachshet, and the tachshit is makabel tumma, so Drashi is no yisai tachshit for behemoth though. There's only yisai by kli midyan tachshit for nodim. Something an isha wears tachshitim or a man, that has a riba, that's called the kli, the makabel tumma. But that if you make your behemoth look nice, is not called the kli, the get the tumma. The ain't tachshit le behemoth. Right. Say the makabel tumma. In the Chura, we have a spirit of our soon explained as Brisa. But Kol Parmi, we have a spirit to Shmuel. Shmuel before said, an Eved is allowed to go out with a Chosim around his neck. And here it says he can't go out with a Chosim even around his neck, the spirit. So the Gemara Lechura 1, Teretz is Poshid. Lema Hodi Yavid Le Rabbi. Where did Shmuel say an Eved could go out with a charm around his neck? That's if the Odin made it, the Rabbi made it. So there, he's afraid of his odin to say them. We're not afraid he'll take it off. It's just a rabbi on Shabbos and walk with it. The second brayse is like Pshat Nal Mishnah. That Shmuel said in Nal Mishnah, an Eved is tam, not let it go out with his emblem. Mashm, even around the neck. Why? Because it's talking about where the Eved himself made it. So it's not so choshiv, he's not afraid to take it off. The odin didn't make it for him, he made it for himself. So he'll take it off, it's just a rabbi, and show somebody, or stam, walk with it. Therefore it's awesome. So tomorrow, loy, I can even tell you a better terrorist than this. I'll tell you no, Emerson in both cases talking about where the rabbi made it. And before Shmuel said where the Odin made the emblem, it's mutter for the Eved to walk out with it on Shabbos, because we're not afraid he'll take it off. But here the Bryce says it's also. Why? V'kan mishal matchis, v'kan mishal tit. Hey, here the Bryce says it's also, it's talking about a metal one. A metal emblem, a metal seal he had on his begging. So here we're afraid, around his neck, I mean. Here we're afraid if he walks out with it, B'shus Rabbim and Shabbos, maybe he'll fall off the neck. Now, if it falls off, metal is a chosh of a thing. So we're afraid the Eved won't want to lose it there, but instead he'll pick it up and take it home and walk with it. That's why it's also to walk out with it. Mashenka before, and Shmuel said it was mutter, it's talking about B'sheltit. B'sheltit means it's not chosh of at all. It's a piece of cement. So when it falls down, you leave it there. We're not afraid you'll pick it up. So that's another teretz. It's kan b'shel matchit, v'kan b'shel tit. So Drashi, loy idiv idiv yavet le'rabi. Tiyaf agav du kavul du masnisin. Uk mibidi yavet ilo nashay. Even though in the Mishnah Shmuel learned pshat that the Mishnah kavul means that Eved is not allowed to go out with his emblem. We zet stein. That's where the Eved himself made it. Hosam udiik liukma b'stam chosamet. The Mishnah talking about the stam chosam. Shel tit. Usually a chosam emblem is made out of tit cement. the mitzvah, luitzui, it breaks, or fall off on Shabbos and break, ain't makbid alav lahavi shvar of lebeis adoinim. He's not makbid to pick it up and bring the broken pieces to his master. Hilkach lech lukmer b'diyavad le'rabbi. Therefore, the Mishnah that says it's osur cannot be talking about where the Odin made it. The Yavad le'rabbi, because if the Odin made it, lehavi mitzvah, why should it be osur to wear it? To hold the man shall nivsak le'shokulei mitzavaroi. Calls the man, it didn't break, the Eved himself was afraid to take it off. Mishumemto, the rabbi is afraid of his Odin. The nivsak elamai, maybe it'll fall off and break by itself. Le'kopet alei ba'olam. The Bible was not makbid on it. Mishum said that the fact he's losing the pieces. The lechem said there's nothing to lose. It's a piece of cement, it's nothing. Hilkach, le'maisle, he won't take it home. So therefore, why does the Mishnah say it's also to wear the emblem? You have to say it's where the Odin himself made it. It's where the Eved himself made it. If the Eved himself made it, he's not afraid to take it off. So there we're afraid he'll walk with it. But here, this price, so, we can't set aside this price talking about the chosim. The emblem was made out of a portion of cement. Could a mistavla come on and go soon bring a raya? Hey, since we're talking about Hilchas Tumah, mashma the Kli Matchis, that is Makabel Tumah. So the Chiddush is, this Kli Matchis is not Makabel Tumah. But if it's talking about Tit, Tit is never Makabel Tumah. Cement is never Makabel Tumah. There's no Chiddush, then it's not Makabel Tumah. That's the Gemara soon the same. Gestavla come on and say from Hilchach, afilu Ovid le'rabbi, even in the case where the master made this emblem, but since it's made out of metal, nami yos, still it's also. Because we're afraid, the myths are true. The Odin and the Eved himself won't take it off. He's afraid of his master. But we're afraid maybe you'll fall off by itself. The myths are going to fall off, copper delay. The Eved's going to be afraid now to lose this piece of metal. Mishum seda, it's a loss. Omirsas Eved, omaisele biyodei. The Eved will be afraid of his mistum, and we're afraid he'll come and pick it up and take it home. That's Pshan, this last brisa. This last brisa says that an Eved cannot walk out with Shabbos, even an emblem around his neck. He's talking about a metal one. And the metal one, we're afraid maybe he'll fall in Rishus Rabin, and he'll come to pick it up and carry it home. So the Gemara Kamish Shalmat Kamish Otit, Ukra Rab Nachman, Omer Rabba Bavua, Dover Hamakbedol of Rabboi, Ein Yoitzenboi. He's anything that if he loses, that falls down, the master is going to be makbid and have tainus to the Eved, why don't you bring it home? The Eved is not allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Because we're afraid maybe you'll fall with Rishus Rabim and break them. And since you know your master is makbid on the pieces, you're going to go to carry and bring the pieces home. Therefore, an Eved is not allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Mashen kein dover shein makbid olav. Something like tit, like a little cement, even if it breaks and falls there, the master is not makbid on it. It's Allah yaitzim boy. You're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. So that's Pshat the Spirits in Shmuel. That Dr. Shmuel said, Smutis b'sheltit. There we're not afraid he'll pick it up. And here, that's us who's talking about Shometel, we're afraid he'll pick it up. So the Mohokinami Mistarva, so is the Mistarva also, that's less Brysa, is talking about metal. Meditoni, because the Brysa ends off, Zev zeh ein mekablim tumah. You should know, this chosim, whether it's b'tzavoroi, or whether it's on his beggar, of an Eved, it's not mekabel tumah. That's a chiddush in a brisa. Like Rashi explained, because it's not made lanoi, it's not made to the Eved looking nice, so it's not called a tashit. And it has no tashmishin to the yodim, therefore it's not called a kli. So the Gemara says, that's the chiddush. Now, e'armet bishlei mishom matchit, if we're talking about this emblem, is made out of metal, it's good. Hani yud le mekabel tumah. The brisa has to tell me, dafka this piece of metal is not mekabel tumah. Of a kelim to do, so you have a real keli, a kli tashmish made out of metal, mekabli tumah. It would be mekabli tumah, because that's the loch of metal is mekabli tumah. Eli yamrit vishal tit. But if you want to say we're talking about an emblem that's made out of tit stam cement, tenan hani yudle mekabli tumah. What does the Bryce have to say? These emblems are not mekabli tumah, which is mashma. A kelim to do mekabli tumah. But if you have a good kli, a kli tashmish made out of cement, would be makabel tumah. That's not true. But Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Mishnah Kalim, Kli, or another Mishnah of Kalim, Tanya, Kli Avonim. If you have Kalim made out of stones, Kli Galolim, made out of Shmutz of Behema, Kli Adoma, Kalim made out of the ground, Ain makabel tumah, that shall tit. Tit is Kli Adoma. It says Kli, Ain makabel tumah, even though you made a good Kli, a bowl out of it that you could use. It's a right, there's right song about a metal emblem, and that's the terror, it's why it's also to walk out with it, even around your neck, and even though the master made it, and we're not afraid the Eved will take it off, but we're afraid maybe it'll fall and break by itself, and the Eved will be afraid of the Seder, the lost pieces, he'll pick him up and take it home. That a what? Yeah, but it's not called Kli Adom. Kli Adom means Kli Adom itself. Kli Cheres is put into the oven that you're baking over. It says like Panim Chadosh Bolotan. It's called the Kli Cheres. Is that you don't bake it? It's called the Kli Adom, right? When you bake it, that gives it a shame of Kli Cheres. Omamar, now will be matz with the brayso. Omamar, for loy the zug shebet saboroi. A never can't go out with his zug. He can't go out with a zug with a bell around his neck. But never to let it go out, or anybody could go out with a bell on his beggar. Ksusa it's muta. So the Gemara zug shebetzavoroi amayloi. What's wrong? Why can't you go out with a zug with a bell around your neck? L'chura katachshit. It's something you wear to make yourself look nice. So it's called a tachshit. It's called like a malvish. It should be muta to walk out with it on Shabbos. And the Gemara, Dilma Mifsit, we're afraid, no, maybe you'll fall. You're wearing like a charm, like a necklace. Maybe you'll fall off. The Yosel Asuyi, and you'll come to carry it home. That's why they asked you. So, right, like you're saying, well, it has to be something that's sharp that it could fall off and break. For the Gemara, Zoy Zug Shabak Susa, the Chur should be the same thing then. If you have a bell on your beged, Nami, Lechish Dilma Mifsit. Why aren't you afraid? Maybe you'll fall off your beggin and invite you come to pick it up and walk with Shusam Rabin. What's the difference? We're talking about where it was sewn onto your beggin. That's where it's mutter to walk out with this bell. Since it's sewn onto the beggin, we're not afraid it'll fall off. His mimcha bay mumcha means a mumcha, professional weaver, put it onto the beggin. Trashi the mecha mumcha, sha'or go be beggin. He already wove it into the beggin. Vesule misik. Then we're not afraid of full off. Ukud Ravuna bread of Yeshua. Like if Yehuda Yeshua says, the Yom Ravuna bread of Yeshua, kol shu orig le gozru. Anything that's orig, that's woven, there's no gzera. Trashu le gozru, lotes boy. To go out with it on Shabbos. Because we're not afraid of full off. Since it's woven into the degia, there's no gzera full off. Ud Ravuna the grash le yin orig. Ki agab the nami yitma. Te ashwin le chashin and sula dilma. So Rashi Bavon's the Shiloh, that Tai's also Bavon's the Shiloh. Before, on the last daf yesterday, we had the Punz Allah a little bit different. There was a Shiloh that an Isha is not allowed to look out with ribbons in her hair. Why? Because maybe she'll have to go to the mikvah, and since it's a Chatzitza B'Shas Tefillah, she'll have to untie it first, and then we're afraid later she won't put it back on again, she'll walk with it. Rav Huna said any material that's Orug, that's woven, then even if she puts it into her hair, it's mutter to go out with it. Because since it's a woven material, it can't get that tight in the hair. So it's never called a chatzitza for tefillah. That was Rav Huna's halacha before. That kol shu orig, any material that's woven, she's allowed to put it into her hair, it doesn't get that tight in the hair, so there's no chatzitza. So even if she would have to go to the mikvah, she doesn't have to take it off her hair. So that's Rav Huna's din. What's the Gemara bringing on Rav Huna's din here about orig? So Rashi and Tos both say, you have to say Rav Huna said both halachas. It's one memra. Anything that's woven is like gozru. For two different dinim. Before we're talking about like gozru, it's not called a chatzitza. Since the beggar is a woven beggar, never gets that tight onto the ear, it's not called a chatzitza. And here the story is about falling off. Anything that's woven onto your beggar, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos, because we're not afraid this thing will fall off the beggar and maybe you'll come to carry it. Since it's woven, you won't fall off. He tells us a vund. Tells us kasha. All that name come on. B'nei Malachim yoytsim lezugin. It says b'nei Malachim is choshma people, sons of kings, to go out with bills. For choladim and everybody can go out with it. El shadim racham behoiver. That usually b'nei Malachim, rich people, they go out with bills. And here the Gemara is saying it's us to go out with a bill. Amari demari bezugin yikurim. They were talking about very expensive bills. She yoytsim ben b'nei Malachim going shakesim b'shalzob to lekel ameichesh bul dilma mifsik. There we're not afraid maybe you fall off. Even though it's like a necklace around the neck, we're not afraid of fall off. The Mistama Tkua Men Yochum, Bishal Shelash HaKesim. Mistama Tananai is good charm, and since it's very expensive, it's not Mistama will fall off. Vochi Mari Bezug Di Alma, Dumi the Zug Shel Behema. So therefore it's not so a regular Zug, you don't tie it on so tight, here the big zero fall off. What's also the swear? It's only also in the case where Shayach will fall off. But Louis said made out of a metal chain that goes around, you know for sure, won't fall off, that would be mutter. Right. Omamar, You can't let a behema go out with a chaisim emblem around its neck. That's like to show a simon that you own it. You put a jacket, a cloth, some blanket around the sus, like Rashi said. So even on the beged, you can't put a chaisim. A behema can't go out with a bell around his neck. Not with a bell on his beged. Zev is there a makabutuma. Both all these kalim are not makabutuma. Since it's a kli for behema, but kli for behema is not makabutuma. So the more of a zug to behema, a makabutuma, is that true? That the bell you put on the behema is not makabutuma, or a minu avakasha? Zug shall behema. The bell they put on a behema, tumeya, it is makabutuma. Enough in a stira. Tumeya. Vishel deles tira. If you have a zug, if you have a bell, you put on your door, it's your front door, you put a bell on the door, it's